Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hello and welcome to... Bloody hell, there's a naked man walking past your door.
What do you mean, naked? How naked?
He's a bit young for me to...
How naked?
I mean, topless.
Oh,
he's now looking.
Oh, I don't know.
Anyway, hello and welcome to Table Manners. I'm Jessie Ware and I've just looked at a young teenage boy and thought that he looked quite handsome. Wow.
Yeah.
My hormones are raging. How are you, Mum?
Actually, I've got the summer cold that I haven't had for a year and a half now. But I think everyone's got it since I've been unlocked.
I hope it's the summer cold. You have done,
I have done a COVID test. I absolutely do not have COVID.
Okay, fine. Well, we have a big star on today.
I know. Do you know what?
You keep on calling her the wrong bloody name,
though. Well, because I've never watched the programme she's in. I can be probably one of the few people in the whole wide world that's never seen Game of Thrones.
Maisie Williams is a British actor, filmmaker and environmentalist who was Iris Stark in HBO's Game of Thrones, which I loved.
Good.
She was a bad bitch. And she's about to be in Danny Boyle's directed TV series called Pistol, about the Sex Pistols. And she's just, like, quite fabulous. And I'm very interested by how many times she gets to go to this restaurant called Evelyn's Table, which is her boyfriend's brother's place in Soho. I think it's in Soho or central London, and it's kind of a 12-seater, and it just looks such beautiful food. Don't know if she's a foodie or not.
Oh God.
But
no pressure, darling.
No pressure, but I've seen her at the odd fashion do or two. She's always at a fashion do. She's a fashionista.
Okay, shall I change my leggings?
Well, I mean, I have not made an effort at all.
Great.
So, what are you making for dinner?
If I say sombrero, that's a clue.
Tequila?
Yep.
Mexican?
Tequila chicken.
Oh, perfect for me.
With Mexican rice.
How do you make a Mexican rice, Mum?
It's just really a tomato rice with a bit spicy, with cumin and chipotle.
No, you didn't put chipotle in.
I did. I put
El Paso jalapenos.
No, I didn't. I had jalapenos from...
Sorry, say that again.
Jalapenos.
It's a bit like challah bread.
Jorge.
Okay.
That's Georgian Spanish to you. I had jalapenos and I put some chili in and some cumin, and it's tomato rice. It's nice. And I've made a corn, black bean, coriander and pepper salsa.
Lovely.
Which is very nice.
So that sounds delicious. And then what have you done for pud? Oh, this is a producer Alice spesh.
No, I haven't done anything to the strawberries yet.
Well, the lime.
Yeah, but you don't put the juice on.
Okay, so producer Alice has told us about this and we've done it wrong many a time before. It's strawberries with lime zest and demerara sugar.
Okay, I'll go and do it now.
Would you call that a macerated strawberry?
No, you call it with strawberries with lime zest and...
Have another glass of...
Yeah, I'm going to have another glass of something. Right, I need to go and put the chicken in.
Maisie Williams coming up on Table Manners. In a flurry, we have now lovely Maisie Williams here, who's brought a bottle of wine over. She's already getting stuck into a glass of rosé, helping Mum get through her second glass. And you've turned up with, like, you are like joy, in, like a little miniature form of joy. You're just, yeah. And I've only met you at a fashion show before.
I know.
You're always at fashion shows.
I know.
You're so fashionable.
Well, I don't know. Are people fashionable at fashion shows? What? I feel like people are, like, understated as
well. Don't people dress you?
Yeah, I
I'm
love it.
I'm longing for that.
When I have to go to the show just to go and they don't dress, then I'm like, oh no, this is a nightmare. What am I going to wear?
But do you enjoy it?
I do, I do. I really, I think the crowd is so interesting.
It's quite good people watching, isn't it?
Totally. And I think there's a lot of flaws with the fashion industry, but I do think that fashion shows can be a lot of fun.
But you're living in Paris now, right? Or are you not anymore?
No, I'm not. I was there for basically the second half of the lockdown.
Was that because you were shooting something?
No, I was there because Ruben, my boyfriend, was
your
doing...
Your very handsome boyfriend. And who... we need to talk about the restaurant, his brother's restaurant.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
We need
yeah,
to talk
yeah.
about all of these
oh,
things.
Oh, gosh, we've got to get you there. Yeah, he was doing his first collection and they said Paris Fashion Week is happening. And so we moved over there and moved the team there and did the show.
So, yeah, he's a fashion designer.
Yeah, yeah.
How did you two meet?
Long, long story. We met at a company that I co-founded called Daisy, which was a creative platform for artists. And he was part of the founding team and he's very,
he
very
mixed
good.
Business with pleasure.
I did.
I didn't. But you, I mean, not only are you doing that and you're in a new Danny Boyle TV show and you were in Game of Thrones that everyone knows you for, and also you've been in so many different things. You have your own podcast.
Yeah, I do.
So tell us about the podcast, because it's quite new.
It is. It's called Frank Film Club, and it's a film club for people who love movies but get a bit nervous or flustered when asked to articulate why.
How fantastic.
I love that.
So it's like a book club but a film club but on a podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
And who do you invite to talk about it? It's the same people.
Yeah, so we have the same four people and then we sort of interact some with the audience and get suggestions on what we should be watching and what people thought of the films. And then coming up shortly, we'll be having guests from the movies that we're talking about.
But you don't want guests like us who've got something to say.
No, we love that.
Okay.
It's a club for everyone.
Okay,
so,
fantastic.
So, and so it's not, is it old and new films or is it mostly new releases?
It's old and new films and documentaries and black and white movies and... It's everything, really.
And who are the other hosts or guests? There?
So it's myself and Lowry Roberts and Chloe Culpin and Hannah Marie Williams. And they all work in film. Mm-hmm. And we met through sort of working on our own projects. And we were doing the film club anyway during the lockdown just because everything that we were doing had stopped. And we thought we should still, you know, try and be good filmic people. And so we were doing the film club just between the four of us and, you know, chatting each week about what we thought, and so then we decided to turn it into a podcast.
So what films have you loved?
I just watched this film called The Kindergarten Teacher, and it's with Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Oh my god.
Is that an older one?
A little bit, like 2016, okay. I would say. And it was so beautiful, just amazing.
Oh, I'm gonna watch. Where is it? How did you watch it?
That one is on Mubi at the moment. But I think you can also probably watch it on Apple TV.
I'm going to try.
Yeah, it's really great. So it's this woman who just kind of becomes a bit infatuated with one of her one of her preschool students who's an incredible writer. And he makes these poems, and she really loves the poems. And then it gets to the point where you're like, she isn't behaving in a good way anymore.
I'd love to watch this one.
Yeah, hugely complex. So, really love.
So, okay, let's go back to your childhood. Where did you grow up?
Bristol.
Bristol? Yeah, I haven't got the accent.
No, I know. I lost that one immediately.
Good.
But now you'll start to hear it more. Now that I've told you.
But I love Bristol.
Yeah, I love it too. I moved away maybe like 4 or 5 years ago, but I do love to go back. It's really great fun there.
So who was cooking dinner?
My mum.
Good cook?
I mean, yeah. I love my mum's food. I love my, like...
What was it?
She would make really good chili con carne. Mm. She'd make really good spaghetti bolognese. And I feel like those are the only two dishes that I remember. There was four of us, so, you know, they were rotation.
And were you a fussy eater?
No, not at all. My brother was the one that would like refuse vegetables, but I would eat everything and anything.
Where do you come in the
youngest?
You're the youngest.
The baby. But I was very adventurous eater when I was a kid.
And did you get to eat out a lot in Bristol when you were younger? Like, what was it?
The River Station.
Yes.
That's where we went for Alex's graduation.
It's really
lovely. I loved it. Right on the river. And it was really good food.
Yeah, such good food. My sister, I think, had... My stepsister, actually, had a birthday party there.
It's a great, huge space,
I think that was
it?
Probably the last time I ate out in Bristol, actually.
It's a beautiful space. And I think went there. I used to take Alex there a lot when he was at university there. And then we went there for his graduation.
There's some really good... Aren't there really good gastro pubs in, like, Clifton?
Yeah. I've probably eaten out more now that I'm older.
Yeah.
But didn't really eat out much when I was a kid. Actually... Well, we would order Chinese sometimes.
So what was your order for Chinese?
I would always get chicken chow mein, and then I would leave the bits of chicken. And my mum would say, why didn't you just get a vegetable chow mein? And I was like, I didn't know that you could do that.
Oh, God.
So then I switched to veggie chow mein.
I have cooked chicken tonight, because I heard that you would, but you don't have to eat it. There's enough other things to eat.
No, I eat meat when someone else is cooking. I'll happily eat meat.
Are you a flexitarian then?
Yeah, I would say so. I'd like to keep meat as a treat, and I also feel like you shouldn't eat meat unless you can cook it well, and I can't cook it that well, and it feels like wrong to be cooking an animal when it doesn't, you're not doing it justice.
But so this is a perfect segue into the fact that your boyfriend's brothers,
yes,
the three brothers. So Ruben isn't part of this gang.
No, it's Theo, Nathaniel and Luke.
So you basically, you have at your fingertips one of the best restaurants in London.
Basically, yeah. It's such a privilege.
So have they taught you any? Because I follow some of the boys. Which one do I follow? I think Luke. I follow Luke on Instagram. And in lockdown, he was doing lots of...
loads. Different kind of dish every night. And we were living with him at the time. So we were eating just the most amazing food.
And are they half Filipino?
Half Filipino, yeah. Their mother is Filipino.
So, I mean, hasn't he taught you some of the tricks? Or you just enjoy the food and clap?
Yeah, I guess somewhat. I think like we were making our own pasta and just like tiny little homemade bits like that that can really make a dish that, you know, before I wouldn't have really done. And I guess kind of just like simple flavour pairings. But I really am more of like a... not a cook.
Do you ever cook? You don't need to, darling. Just relax.
Yeah,
exactly. That's what I'm looking for, a boyfriend who cooks for me, darling.
Yeah, exactly.
Does Ruben cook?
He's good at cooking, but he doesn't like to do it that much. But we've just got this big green egg barbecue.
Oh, they're bad.
Oh, my gosh. And now cooking is so much fun.
Dinner in there.
I know, you can do everything. And I'm really loving it because you really can just throw everything on whole.
Are you smoking things?
Yes, lovely little applewood chips. And, oh, gosh, it's good.
Yeah.
You really should. You've got a lovely garden out there.
Fit right in.
Yeah, it'd be so nice.
So okay. So you were living with your brother. It will say in-laws. Maybe it's a bit too early to be saying that. But like, so you were living with all these great dishes. You kind of learnt a bit more about pairings. But what is the Maisie Williams dish that if you were going to try and like wow someone, if you're like Ruben, come home, I've made us a meal.
Darling, she's going to get the dish is Ruben. Clearly. And we're going to get him to do the cooking.
Yeah. But I mean, what would you cook?
I would probably cook this noodle dish, which is kind of made up. It's like soy sauce and peanut butter and tofu and vegetables.
Lovely.
And a bit of honey. And if I've got like cashews, then I'll put some of them in. It's a bit of a one-pot wonder.
Yeah, that but all the good. Nice things that taste, a lot of umami there.
Yes.
Lots of umami. Lots of death. Now, because how old were you when you started Game of Thrones? That was your first big acting gig, right?
Yeah, first gig. I was 12.
12?
So you've been on set for the majority of your life.
I know, kind of.
Are your parents in the business?
No, not at all. It's a complete fluke that I got here. not in the industry at all. Although my mum is such a performer at heart, but she would never say it, I don't think.
I understand.
But like 12 years old, so, I mean, how much time are you spending away from home? Because were you shooting in Ireland a lot?
Yeah, shooting in Northern Ireland, and we would do, well, the shoot would be about 6 months of the year. But I wouldn't be there the whole time. But it would be on and off for that. Mm. You know, sometimes it'd be a week and sometimes it'd be 4 days. And then sometimes maybe it'd be 2 weeks. And so it would just go back and forth. And my mum would come with me and we would go to Pizza Express every night and have a good time, really. And it
was it really fun?
It was.
Could you believe that this was your life at 12?
No, it was just so exciting. And then... Yeah.
How did you get the role, Maisie?
So I was like one of those stage kids that really wanted to.
Did you go to stage school?
No, I wanted to, but we couldn't afford it. But I went to a local dance school called Susan Hill School of Dancing. And they were so supportive and they sort of pushed me at every opportunity that they could find. And one of those was a talent show, and there was lots of like agents and scouts there, and I found an acting agent and she signed me, and then my first audition was for Game of Thrones.
Oh my god.
Wow. Well, actually it was my second.
So had you gone to a normal school?
Yeah. Just went to normal school and loved it.
So how, I would obviously ask this question because I'm a pushy mother. How did you finish your education?
I didn't. Mortified. Maybe. Absolutely
you
mortified.
You could have been a brain surgeon and you don't even know.
I know. Is there still time?
Yeah, there is. Daisy, actually, how old are you?
24.
You look younger, actually. Baby
like a
girl.
Little bee.
Does everyone say that? Is this annoying?
Yeah, they do.
Because you're very petite.
Well, it used great, to be, right? I used to find it more annoying, but now I don't mind it so much.
Yeah. I'm telling you, as you get older, you don't want to take the years off.
Do you think you'd go back to school?
I've been thinking about this recently. I was while I was in France last year, I was taking loads of French lessons, and I loved it, and I loved learning again. And I feel like I was so traumatized from school, and I thought that I didn't enjoy learning, but actually I do. Mm. And especially now, I'm in a lucky enough position that I can do one-on-one education in any subject that I wanted. I have been thinking maybe I don't know, but it probably would be languages, you know. I love languages.
Yeah, fair enough.
Can you speak any?
Only French, really, and that's it. I was going to say
I was going to say Japanese.
Yeah, but I can say maybe like two phrases. So I was like, yeah, I can speak a little bit of Japanese.
So was like the catering out of this world on Game of Thrones?
They're really good at cooking for hundreds of people. And that's what the job is, right? Mm. It's
a
different
skill.
Were they
doing veggie food?
They would do one veggie dish, and they would do a fish dish, and they'd do a meat dish. And then they would have, like, plain chicken and chips for the fussy eaters. Then that would be underneath a little hot box. And you'd have to give them the little wink and the nod.
Who were the fussy eaters?
I don't really know. Maybe some of the makeup or costume people occasionally be like, oh, I can't eat this.
Oh, yeah, because they were used to better... things.
Yeah.
Who is your favourite person on Game of Thrones?
Favourite person? Sophie.
You
obviously.
Were really close with Sophie, weren't you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Sophie, absolutely. I've never
seen
Game
Mum, you
of
read
Thrones.
The Daily
She
Bell,
played my
so
sister,
you know.
And so yeah. We.
You are
were
like sisters.
Exactly. We got the role at the same time and we grew up on the show together and it was.
Sweet.
So amazing to have another person who was going through it at the same time because I just think I would have. It would have been too much otherwise.
Did it become really overwhelming at any point?
In retrospect, yes. Mm. But at the time, I kind of just felt like everyone felt, you know, like overwhelmed at a lot of things. But, you know, I just got very anxious in public settings all the time. And I wouldn't... I feel like now I've had a big break from it and I'm much better in, you know,
you come across as really
spaces.
Confident.
The pandemic has done me so much good and I don't even, it's crazy actually. I feel like a completely different
You've
person
regrouped.
To me. Yeah, I really have.
But your mum's done a good job, your mum and
oh,
dad.
Oh, she has.
Yeah, you're very grounded.
Absolutely. My mum is such a dream and I'm so grateful that she was sort of with me the whole time.
Did she stay in Northern Ireland with
yeah,
you?
Yeah, she did.
Because you must have been a minor, so you had exactly. to have somebody with you, right?
Exactly, yeah. And then when you're 16, you can sort of travel on your own, and that was really exciting. But I would still get her to come over. This one time I got tonsillitis and I was so sick, and I was like, and I was trying to be a grown-up on my own, you know, and I was like, Mum, can you fly over, please?
Because it's such crazy hours.
Jess is the same now.
Please!
I am.
If she's got a cold, she rings me up. Mum!
Yeah.
But yeah, those hours that they... And you don't know what your schedule's going to be like. You don't know if you're shooting a night shoot or...
And that was the
thing. You had lots of moody things, so they probably were at night.
A lot of night stuff. And when I was younger, I was just like, I can't wait to be on my own. I can't wait to do it. And then I remember when I turned 16, the first time they were like, oh, we're going over. And I was like, by how long? And they were like, as long as it takes. And I was like, oh, no.
And no one could say, look, she's had enough, she's underage.
Well, I was 16 by that point. You don't
get
to.
That is terrible, Jessica.
No, it was so exciting, but I think it was... You know, just be careful what you wish for.
Yeah, but you just want to lie in the morning and then you're up again. I know. Yeah.
My sister's an actress and she got like that pink eye, didn't she, when she was shooting that programme.
She never stopped.
She had like this gunky eye infection.
And they won't stop filming.
They won't stop. They came and put her on a drip for an hour to keep her going. Yeah. Gave her loads of vitamins.
Whenever you call in sick, like that time that I had tonsillitis, they will send a doctor to make sure that you're not just hungover. Obviously, I wasn't at that point, but they do send a doctor just to check.
And they'll make sure they'll give you something to get the old throat going.
Yeah, and also just to, if they won't take a day off unless they absolutely need to.
Can you see the tonsillitis episode? Can you see your acting? I mean, I'm sure it was absolutely... I'm sure you're a consummate professional, but can you go, oh, yeah, that... Yeah,
that was the tonsillitis day. Probably on that one, but I do have so many memories of watching scenes and being like, oh, I remember that day. And I look and I can just see it all over my face. Or just days where you're not focused enough. And it's there forever. You're filmed. It's there. And you can't...
I think you did a pretty good job. I mean, they didn't kill you off at all, did they?
That's all we needed.
That will ever come back in some form.
Well, I could do because I didn't die. So
you think they might... Because
I'm waiting on the call.
Yeah, it's a shame to have stopped it when it was so successful.
Well, the person that you... this is a spoiler, but the person that you snogged...
Yeah.
Sends his love.
Oh, Joe.
Joe Dempsey sends his love.
So you've just done this...
Danny Boyle.
The Danny Boyle thing. And when's that coming out?
It will be next year. I have no idea when. Actually...
Next year. Okay.
I've heard a lot of rumours.
Oh, right.
Don't know how many of them are true. But I think it could... Well, I always thought of it as like a autumn show. I don't know why. Whenever I'm on something, I feel like I know what time it'll be.
Did you?
And I felt like it would... But because of the whole thing with the Queen's Jubilee that happened with the Sex Pistols when they played on the Thames and blah, 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 it could come out in summer. So.
You've got a punk hairdo.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Shall I show you?
Oh, my God.
It is crazy.
Was it fun?
Yeah. It's my last day on Sunday, and I've never...
Oh, you're still shooting it now?
Still shooting. I'm shooting tomorrow, and then I'm shooting on Sunday, and I'm done.
Is this why you've got the bleached eyebrows and the bleached hair?
So I played this girl called Jordan Mooney.
Who's an icon?
Punk icon, living legend.
Yes, like myself, darling.
Please,
so,
mother.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my God, how fun.
So this is me playing Jordan, and this is my friend Iris, who's playing Sue Catwoman. My friend Beth, who's playing Susie Sue, Susie and the Punchies.
Yeah.
And this is my friend Fran, who's playing Helen of Troy.
You look fat.
How fun is that?
How fun.
Who are the gorgeous guys then?
Gorgeous guys. So we've got Toby Wallace, who is in a film called Baby Teeth.
Oh my God!
I'm obsessed!
He's the best!
Yeah. Oh my
God. Oh my God, I love it. Will you just tell him I love him
will.
So much?
Oh,
that
he'll
was
be
my
thrilled.
Favorite film of this year or last year, whatever.
Such a beautiful
you
film.
Don't look like
yeah, we did.
No, Toby Wallace nearly just put me in. I knew I knew that name because I googled him straight after.
Yeah,
that
he's
film.
Incredible.
He'd be perfect for this.
Yes,
show.
He's playing Steve Jones, and the story is about Steve, and he's kind of like the, you know, Stephen and Paul Cook are the two that kind of founded the Pistols, but they're the two that you don't hear as much about because you've got Johnny Rotten and you've got Sid Vicious and these.
So who plays all the Pistols?
So Toby plays Steve. We have Jacob Slater, who plays Paul Kirk. And then we have Anson Boone, who plays John Rotten. And then Louis Partridge, who plays Sid Vicious. And when I tell you, these boys are the most lovely boys in the whole world. And they're so talented. And the show is just so special. I have no idea. I feel like it's being made by FX.
Is it BBC?
Sometimes FX have a partner with, I don't know actually. I know they do Hulu, but I don't. It must go on a channel here, and I feel like the only one that really makes sense is the BBC, just because this story is so that. But I feel like it's one of those things that happens after they go, who wants it?
And then no, everyone will want it.
Well, we hope, but it's quite it's a bit sweary and, you know, grown up.
How's it working with Danny Boyle?
Incredible. I said to myself at the beginning of the pandemic, I was like, I want to at least land a role with a director that I really idolise. Mm. And lo and behold,
look at
Danny
you manifesting
says,
everything. Fucking hell.
Honestly, it was working out time, you guys.
It's really
it's such a dream come true. I feel so, I have so much confidence in him, and I feel like I don't feel like everything is my responsibility, I guess. It's kind of like I feel like I can just do what he says and just run with it and trust that it's going to be okay and not, I don't know. It's just so nice to have that person.
Is it very different? Because I'm so many different directors on Game of Thrones. You'd be working with a new stranger.
All the time,
and
exactly.
Kind of that level of trust, there'll no doubt be respect, but it's kind of like blind dates every time.
Totally, exactly. And you work better with some people and not so well with others. And things, it's just, every director is different. Sometimes they want to be with the actors, but sometimes it's more about, you know, getting all the shots and getting the crew sort of working as one. And a lot of the big sort of character questions you'd probably ask David and Dan, who were the showrunners. And that was then more of an answer, which is just more about like what's right and wrong rather than like the philosophical director questions that you sometimes ask. And so working with Danny has just been different. It's just different. He's the star of this, you know, he's the star of what he does. And, you know, we all just follow what he says, and it's been amazing.
So have you been staying in London shooting?
Yeah. So I moved.
Where
out.
Do you normally live?
I live in Sussex. Now, I just moved out there a couple of months ago.
And you grow your veggies.
My veg.
Let's talk about the veg patch.
Yeah. Plant so
allotment.
I'm struggling a bit with it, actually. It's quite difficult. Rocket and lettuce
easy.
Are coming out my arse.
So why didn't we have? Where is it?
I should have brought some up, but
it will bolt, won't it? That's what happens. It bolts, darling.
What do you mean?
It just overgoes.
Yeah,
so it becomes like a weed.
She's once bolted.
Once it's bolted, you're buggered.
Yeah, so that's defo happened, and that's really causes me a lot of stress.
When it bolts.
Yeah.
And there's only so much rocket
you can
pesto
eat.
You can eat in salad.
I don't think there is, actually.
Well.
Why did you plant so much? Or you didn't know?
Yeah, I didn't know. I had no idea what to
How
expect.
Many lettuces can you eat?
We have so many lettuces.
Shame Jesus. Little rat.
We have everything.
Peter Rabbit isn't a rat.
It's crazy. We've been, it's a lot.
Is it quite a full-time job?
Yeah. And it's not what I signed up for. I did this to make it easier to make dinner, and now I'm just stressed.
Nice, in the garden picking your lettuces.
We've got some green beans, but they haven't beaned yet. We've got tomatoes, and they haven't tomatoed either. And we've got potatoes, but they'll be coming later on in the year.
Oh, darling, just grow a few sweet peas and make you happy.
Yeah.
You can put them in a vase. Look at them.
But I mean, so did you not want to live in London? I would have thought maybe, is that the last thing you wanted?
I was in London for like 4 or 5 years.
Is it intrusive?
It was, just realised that I don't leave my house. I don't like going anywhere. And if I go out for lunch and then the restaurant, the tables are too close to each other, I get freaked out.
Really?
And I never really was aware of it until I was with Ruben. Mm. And he was like, you know, you just like absolutely hate a lot of the things that you do all the time. Because I just felt like it was what I wanted to do in my head. Like, yeah, let's meet friends, let's go to the pub. But I actually just don't think I like it that that much.
But do you think that's from being in the public eye at a young age and just it's kind of the after effects of that?
Probably, yeah. Just like lots of, you know, crowded spaces and just
So your idea of heaven is having people to yours.
Exactly.
Your
having
space.
A big old garden, get the barbecue on, people over, and yeah, that's what we want to build. Like, that's what we want to create. We've got this lovely house and we have plans to, you know, make it more our own. And we want to build a place that And I get gifted so much stuff. I got a spare set of makeup and clothes and everything. I just want a place that people don't even have to pack a bag. They can just come down, spend the weekend with us, and everything's all made up for them. And yeah, that's how I would prefer it, I think.
Hotel Williams.
Like, yeah, exactly. It, yeah. I thought that I was going to move to the country and then actually end up hating it and have to pretend to everyone that I'm loving my new country life. And I was worried that I was going to be like, oh, where's Deliveroo? You know, all these things that I just can't. Where's my coffee shop? Can't do any of those things. And actually, it's been so easy. And I just thought, I think this was the right decision to do this. Beautiful.
Oh, thanks, Mum. That's good.
So lovely.
Mum's just like getting stuff ready. Thank you. I appreciate you every day.
Darling, you finished with this pregnancy cooking.
Okay, Maisie, we ask everybody.
Yes.
What their last supper would be. So you're going to a desert island.
Yeah.
And you're allowed to have a massive meal the night before.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to have this food for a while. Starter, main. Thank you, Mum. Starter, main. Help yourself to food.
Tell her what she's eating.
Oh, sorry. Okay. So you're eating tequila chicken.
Ooh.
Is that what we're having, Mum?
Yeah.
Tequila chicken, the kind of bean salsa thing. Mexican rice, lettuce. Apparently.
Scrum.
And some avocado.
I mean, it just looks so delicious.
You don't know.
Help yourself, tuck in, get busy.
I will do.
And start thinking about your last meal.
Yeah, that's such a difficult one. Spaghetti bolognese is my favourite meal on earth.
And would it be your mum's spaghetti bolognese?
Yes.
What does she do that's so special?
I don't actually know. I guess maybe... Actually, I feel like for a long time she would have like freezer bolognese, and I feel like when you have it like, well, when
one
you
that
make
she'd already
it,
made.
Yeah, bulk and then
tastes
freezer.
Better.
Exactly. And so I feel like one that's been bubbling for a long time.
Yeah.
But now that you've said that I can have a starter and a dessert, I feel like I have to go down like the Italian starter route.
No, you don't have to.
Yeah, but then I feel like the overall meal might be less enjoyable because I've chosen to have like...
You're already thinking about this.
Sorry.
No, it's fine. No one's ever really considered the complimenting. I like that. You and Michael McIntyre are the only two that have talked about homemade spaghetti bolognese in all the years, and I do think it's such an...
I can't believe that.
Yep.
I love a spaghetti bolognese. So I guess... So because I'm having spaghetti bolognese, I guess my starter will be...
Jessie, I can't taste the tequila.
But it's good.
Is it?
It is good, Mum.
I haven't had a mouthful.
It's delicious.
Can't taste the tequila.
I don't know.
She says you can't really taste it.
It's really good, Mum. It's delish. Really fresh. Okay, so you're going Italian for the starter?
Yeah, Italian for the starter. I don't even know what I usually get for a starter now. Oh, I would have burrata. Oh,
okay.
I love burrata.
The little bit of Maisie's rocket there.
Yeah, exactly, with some of my rocket from home, some big tomatoes.
Do you want a drop of sauce?
Yes, please.
It's only the juice from everything.
This is nice, Mum.
Is it darling?
Whose recipe is it?
Nigella.
Oh,
so
we
delicious.
Love Nigella.
We do.
It's really nice, Mum. She loves a tray bake Nigella, doesn't she, Mum? Yeah. What's your pud? Are you sweet tooth?
I really don't have a sweet tooth.
Mm.
But I'm getting more of a sweet tooth. What have I had recently that surprised me and I really liked? I had a panna cotta that was really nice.
I feel like everyone's doing panna cotta at the moment.
I don't know how. I'm going to learn to make it because it's my favourite.
Really?
Yeah.
Or what's the one? Creme brulee?
Oh, I love a creme brulee.
Oh, yeah, that's good as well. But then I also feel like after I've had this like burrata and I've had the pasta, I always feel like I get really hot after a bolognese. So maybe I want like ice cream. But I can have ice cream.
Have the panna cotta and the ice cream.
Yeah.
Absolutely, do it.
And you don't drink much, I can see.
No, I don't. I don't know, I go through phases.
So
go through waves.
What drink would you have with your meal?
I would ask the waiter for which glass of wine he think that I should have. and I just have that. I don't know a lot about wine. I know when, I don't know, I feel like...
You know what you like.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I also feel like they know what goes with the food sometimes, you know.
Yeah.
It's usually the most expensive glass, though.
Yeah, I know. Oh, gosh, that's cheeky. I'm like, which one? But not that one, or that one, or that one. Because that looks like a waste of money.
I know. And then you just feel like you look like such a tight bitch. I want to know what your Pizza Express order was.
I used to get the pesto pollo pasta. And then I would get the dough balls with garlic butter. Mm, so good.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
How do you find social media? Do you find it a kind of a bit of a labyrinth? Or yeah. Do you feel like you've got a good hold on it?
I used to stress about it all the time. And I used to say everything that was on my mind, because that's what social media is built for, right? It's built for you to like have an opinion on everything and tell everyone what you're doing at every minute of the day. Mm-hmm. And I used to do that. And then like, you know, when people would comment on that, it would be really like overwhelming, of course.
Did it bite you in the ass ever?
Definitely. Like I definitely was like very outspoken and I don't know. Angry, I guess, at injustice, like when I was, you know, and I still am, but, you know, I've just realized that there are other ways of like supporting people or causes, and you don't necessarily have to, well, I mean, you know, that, some of that is posting about things, but I think that you can just do a lot of good.
Because you've got a huge following, do you feel a responsibility, like, everyone get vaccinated and things like that?
Yeah, I used to, and I still do, you know, post that sort of thing, but it's not something that, it's like right at the bottom of my to-do list on a day, you know?
But if someone asks you and they say, look, could you help us out here?
Totally, yeah. But it used to be all consuming, and I actually felt like I was just posting about things, but I wasn't really doing anything. And I did, and then I would, people would be like, oh, well, you're just posting about it. What have you done? And then I would think, oh, God, what have I done? Mm. And then I sort of went away and was like, what
have
can I really
do? Have you got particular causes that you love?
Yeah, I really, I want to sort of protect ocean life. I think that, you know, there's a huge climate crisis, and it's kind of overwhelming to think of all of the different things that need to change. But the main things that I focus on are the health of the ocean and the fashion industry, and coming up with more suitable alternatives to
Sustainable clothing.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah, and just, you know.
So the outfit you're wearing,
yeah,
is it recycled?
This is a brand called Redone. I feel like, I don't know how sustainable, what percentage that would be.
Looks very nice.
Have you found that it's made you kind of have to shun or not be able to work with certain brands?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. There are some brands that I won't work with. But I also feel like what is really, what I kind of feel like is more, makes more of an impact is to work with a brand that isn't necessarily the most sustainable, mm-hmm. and find a project where they can be sustainable. So I'm doing a thing with a brand called Caperni, and they aren't necessarily known to be a sustainable brand. They're a pretty boutique brand, so, you know, it's not mass produced and everything that they do is of a really high quality, but it's not necessarily sustainable. And so we're working together on their first ever completely sustainable handbag. And I think that is like makes more of an impact than just working with a completely eco, entirely ocean, because it becomes a bit of an echo chamber where the only people who know about that are the people who want to live their life that way, and it doesn't really ever reach anyone who's not doing that already. And so although I, you know, say that there are definitely area, you know, brands that do need to do more, I kind of hope that I could maybe work with those brands and we do something that is different.
But
rather
everyone's
than
doing sustainable. If you go on Henny's website, they talk about different sustainabilities and
totally.
I think everyone's trying.
But
yeah,
also, are
getting
people
there.
Not
greenwashing.
I'm sure people
greenwashing.
That's what they call it. Yeah, greenwashing. And that is obviously the fear. That is always the fear. I started working with H&M recently, who are obviously massive.
Mass produced
clothes. And, you know, and some would say part of the major problem. But I also feel like being able to live sustainably shouldn't have to be expensive. And the more that a big corporation like H&M, who are such a huge income for, you know, different countries, like if they were to say, like, we want to make these changes within our company, then there's incentive for a government to then change their laws and their policies and their trading deals.
What did you do with H&M?
I'm like their sustainability ambassador, basically. And so they have a couple of goals that they want to achieve. They want to be like 90% sustainable by 2030.
Wow.
But I feel like they're already kind of on the way there. At the moment, I think they're, I've not brushed up on my numbers, but at the moment they're sort of maybe 40% across the brand using more sustainable and recycled materials. They've been investing, H&M Group have been investing in a lot of new technologies where they take, they don't just find a sustainable fabric, but they take old fibers, they smash them down and they grate them up and they turn them into a new woven denim. And that's really great because not only is it a sustainable material, but you're getting rid of some of the problem because we still have all these clothes on the
fabric. And giving work to people.
Exactly. Mm.
Whereabouts do you live in London when you're here?
Oh, I did live in...
You're not going back to Sussex tonight?
No, I'm going to stay up here because I'm working tomorrow. But I lived in Hackney for a bit and then I lived in Islington.
You have to get your dessert if you're working tomorrow.
Ooh,
right, what time's the call time?
Oh, I haven't got it yet, but I don't think it'll be early.
You don't have it yet?
No.
But you could be up at the crack of dawn.
I don't think I will be. I feel like the call time for the whole shoot is 10 tomorrow, so I'll probably be called at like 8, which is fine. Because I usually get up.
Where are you shooting at the moment?
Well, they have been shooting in the old ITV television studios because that's where the Pistols did a lot of... They did the famous Grundy show there and they did something else. But they're about to knock it down.
Oh, shoot.
They're going to demolish the whole...
They're moving to Television Centre, aren't they?
Yeah, well, they've moved already, but that studios has been empty, which is why we've been able to take it over and do the whole shoot there. But they're knocking it down and I think they're turning it into like a car workshop or something.
Where is the ITV studios?
Parking or something.
On the river?
It's right on the South Bank, next to BFI. It's so, oh my gosh.
No, it's only strawberries. But
they're my favourite.
I did buy you non-dairy ice cream.
Oh, fab. Thank you. I had a friend over
there
recently from America and he could not believe how good the strawberries tasted.
Do you like karaoke?
Mm-hmm.
Favourite song to sing?
You Ought to Know by
Alanis Morissette.
Yeah.
We had her on the
podcast. I know.
She was great.
I know. Such a good episode.
She was cool. So where do you like to eat out in London if you are going to go and eat out? Are there any places that you feel comfortable?
I feel like there are. I have to think, where do I go? I used to not go out at all.
In Hackney, did it feel too chaotic?
I feel like there's good food in Hackney. Well, there's Well Street Pizza.
Oh, were you around there?
I was around there for a long time. I literally lived around the corner from there for like 4 years. Loved it. Well Street Pizza was good. Where else did I go? Oh, yeah, love Lardo. I've had so many meals at Lardo. That was kind of the only restaurant that I would go to because I wouldn't venture any further than that. And I knew it was good. So
you love pizza?
I love Italian food, yeah. Oh, gosh, yeah.
Just trying to think about...
I don't know if the mic just picked that up.
I'm going to have to start upping my game with Italian food.
No, I don't think you do. No. I think you just leave it to the... To the big no, I'm sure you can. Do you want to start making your own pasta?
No.
I mean, you did it at the start of lockdown.
Yeah, I did it with Luke at the start of lockdown. Well, he did it.
How much did you get? Like nothing.
No, I know it's not a huge payoff. I will be, and I've just got used to cooking pasta well, and then it's a whole different ballgame when it's fresh.
To make it, yeah.
You've got like do you know, there's a
M&S do it. Alex and Antonio are getting M&S. Homemade pasta, and they say it's as good as any homemade pasta.
When you say homemade pasta, do you mean it's like fresh pasta?
It's fresh egg pasta with pumpkin, and she served it from dinner. She said it was so good.
Maisie Williams, do you have good table manners?
My boyfriend would say no.
Why would he say no?
Cheek.
Is he very good?
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Oh, is he?
Oh, he's amazing. All of those things, he's very, very... I am like the messy one. Because once I licked my knife and he was really upset about it.
Where does he come from?
His family just raised him very nicely. Four boys, they had to...
Right.
Well, I'm sorry, and he's never licked his knife.
No, he doesn't like that.
What was on the knife? Something delicious.
Something delicious. Too good to just put in the wash.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, I licked my knife.
Save you on the washing up, babe.
I don't know. Listen.
How long have you been together?
3 years.
Oh, you're almost married.
Yeah, we're getting there. One day, maybe. Ruben, if you're listening.
Would you like to?
Ruben. Hello. Yeah, I think so.
Who's designing the dress?
He will.
Oh, we've talked about it.
Ruben, get on with it, for God's sake. This is your moment, mate.
Have you already had that discussion?
Yeah. It would make sense. I've sat at a lot of tables and I feel like a lot of people are happy to have me there, but I would say that some people would say that my table manners are maybe a bit questionable, but...
Well, I think you're a delight.
I think you're fine.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think you're...
You had seconds.
Yeah.
Oh, I still haven't finished
keep
this.
Keep going,
but, oh
darling.
My gosh.
Thank you for coming on this and chatting.
Thank you for having me.
I knew I'd like you, but...
You never know.
You do. You never know.
We've got so much. And when I was on my way over here, I was like, I really hope I get to talk about my veg patch.
Oh, we did.
You did.
I love Maisie Williams.
God, I love her too. I might even watch Game of Thrones.
Mum, you've got hours of entertainment.
Do you think?
I'm looking at you.
No.
It's very good.
But is it a bit utopian?
It's so good, Mum.
Or dystopian.
It's so good. And she's brilliant. And I'm just...
What a little treasure she is.
Little treasure. And doing like a little pocket rocket. Just doing so much stuff.
Yeah, she's just so interesting.
I mean, you know, she makes films, she stars in them, she is making...
She's looking for scripts.
I mean, she's just doing everything.
She's really fabulous.
Whilst being like this fashionista.
I know, she's gorgeous.
Working, I'm so in awe of her.
Me too.
I wonder what it's like, you grow up like with adults, the whole of your, you know, her school was...
I know. She seems to have had a whole world of life.
I mean, like working with... huge fashion brands on sustainability.
I know, it's great.
Mum, I know this is going to be very old, but I'm very excited.
Why?
You can do my Peloton class tomorrow if you want.
Darling, I can't even get on the pissing bike
because... Well, they're doing a Jessie Ware bloody ride.
Yeah, but...
All the tunes.
I can't do it, darling, because the shoes don't fit me and you can't ride the pedals without wearing the silly shoes.
They're not silly shoes.
I'm not doing the Tour de France. It's an exercise bike.
Well... I was very excited that Peloton were doing a Jessie Ware ride.
Good, darling.
Please, can everyone tell me how they get on?
Yeah.
Thank you for listening and we'll see you next week.
Hold up.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, and it's time to pamper the special moms in your life. And what better way than with Osea's limited edition skincare sets featuring clean, vegan, cruelty-free products that are safe for your skin and the planet. Osea is a women-founded, women-led brand that's been making seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. This Mother's Day, Osea has two limited edition sets, perfect for gifting or keeping for yourself. Their Golden Glow body set includes three clinically proven bestsellers for silky, smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set has everything she needs to achieve spa-level results at home. They're so beautiful, you can skip the wrapping. For a limited time, you can save up to $48 on Osea sets, plus get free shipping. That's Mother's Day made easy. Pamper the moms in your life and get 10% off your first order site-wide with code MOM at OseaMalibu.com. That's OSEAMalibu.com, code MOM.